Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Walter Kieschel III back on the show. Walter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, former editor and editorial director of Harvard Business Review, former managing director of Fortune Magazine, author of Office Hours, and my favorite book, The Lords of Strategy. He's our good friend Walter Kieschel. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. You know, Walter, back in the 20th century when I started my radio program, start talking to small business owners about running their businesses and everything, I started talking about management styles. And I started saying, you know, that in my era, back in the 20th century, my early era, my career, you could be a driver. You could actually get away with being a driver. But I said, as we enter the 20th century, 21st century, I believe the driver management model is going to become a loser, and that we're going to have to become more of a, the model's going to be more leadership. It's going to have to be more partner, more like partners and less like drivers. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right.
And that's come to pass, hasn't it?
It really has. I think it's interesting. A lot of your listeners may have heard about or even seen that article in the New York Times recently about management practices at Amazon.
That's an expose, wasn't it?
It was an expose of sorts. And the fact that they were having employees anonymously report on other employees to their mutual bosses and driving people to work all the time, and men and women crying at their desks, things like that. And it really does raise the whole question, which you're talking about in the shift from driver to leadership, of what can you expect from your employees these days? What can you rightfully expect, and how do you frame those expectations? And also, what should you expect from yourself? I think sometimes a lot of small business owners and operators, you know, continue to drive themselves in a way that they wouldn't necessarily drive employees, and it doesn't serve them well.
Well, what do you think causes someone to be a driver? What is it? What are the payoff? Do they? What's the ROI for something like that? Is it a personality thing? Is it a psychosis? Who wants to be in a constant tension with people? I don't.
Well, I know, but I think one of the main drivers of it is the desire for control,
yeah.
The desire to prevent bad things from happening. Businesses, like sailing on a turbulent ocean, there are always possible surprises that come along. And rightfully, managers and executives, they try to control as many things as they can, or at least make provision for them so they don't get out of hand.
Yeah.
One of the things I invite people to do is, if they're standing in an airport or waiting for a plane, is to listen in to some of the cell phone conversations that you hear from businessmen and women around.
Right, right.
So many of them are about, well, now, did you, Dorothy, did you check that thing? Have we got the tail down? And I did this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't think about in those instances enough is, well, how would you feel like being on the other end of those phone calls? I remember a conversation I had once with somebody who was reporting to me, and she was saying, well, we're going to set up new procedures, and it was a very driver-like framework that she was going to put in place. We're going to do this, monitor them all the time, and finally I just asked her, well, how would you feel, is that the way that you want to be managed yourself? And she called me a nasty name. And
well, I guess you... That'll teach you, Walter.
I think she kind of got the point.
Yeah.
But as you pointed out in talking about how your thinking on this has changed. People, the driver style no longer goes down so well. People want to be enlisted as partners. They want to have their own ideas and imagination and what they think they can bring to the business consulted, brought out, and respected.
Well, when I was talking about this back in 97, 98, 99, that was long before I even knew what a millennial was. and boy, howdy, has that group put brought a different perspective to how you manage people.
Well, that's really
no
true.
Question about it. So we're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Walter to give us some of his wisdom on how to maybe not only just how to be a better leader slash manager, but maybe how to make the transition if you're having trouble with that. And he knows how to do it. Walter Kieschel, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Lords of Strategy. That's his new one. 20 Tail. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.